This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Jack, do a Jack watch.
That went over the scoreboard.
That sounded good.
Another Jack for Jack.
That's a good one.
Jack watch.
He's on fire, Pink. He's on fire.
He is on fire. Logan had an interesting tweet or text from the text line about Jack.
Yeah, somebody...
Some misinformation.
Somebody had texted in and said, hey, guys, random question, but a lady was arguing with me at the Royals game last night. Didn't Jack Caglione get called up to AAA a few days ago, or am I tripping? You're tripping.
Dude's tripping, man.
I hate to be the one to tell you
that. You lost the argument. That lady was right, and you were wrong.
He's still in AA. In fact, yesterday hit two home runs during a day game against Wichita, both of them to opposite field, including a three-run home run. He's now got four homers in his last three games. He hit one on Saturday with Drew and Cody and Gold and all the Royals That's fans right. from up here at 96.5 that came down and were in attendance. He hit another one on Sunday and then hit two more yesterday. Four in three games. He's now hitting .330 on the year. His OPS is up over one, which is unbelievable.
Crazy good.
And as if the conversations weren't already deafening, they're somehow louder for calling up Jack Caglione. But it sounds like, according to J.J. Piccolo in the Royals front office, they're still not willing to rush this thing.
I'm to the point of rushing it. And I'll say this. Jack Caglione or the Chicago White Sox. How many Jacks would it take to beat the White Sox? Like, we talk about the 100 guys in the gorilla. How many Jacks could beat the White Sox? I'm saying just one.
Six.
And a mini Caglione as it is, not a full-size one.
How many would it take, like, if it's only Jack?
Yeah, just Jack.
Nine.
I don't know, man.
I say six.
I think just one could
play Jack at all positions. No, I'm saying play him at all nine positions and then have him pitch.
Oh, they'd probably beat the White. Yeah, he can pitch. He's a good pitcher.
He is a good pitcher.
They'd probably win that game 15-0.
I was thinking six. You have a Jack to pitch. You have one catching. You got two guys, one that's kind of playing in that shortstop area.
And he would scare them. They'd probably the ball bounce off their heads and everything like last
you got, night. You got two guys kind of split in the infield, two guys split in the outfield.
Yeah.
We're off and running. And then you got six guys in the order that could probably hit, I don't know, three or four home runs between the group of them in a nine-inning game.
The best thing about the Jack watch is that this Royals team's good. Like, it's one thing if the team is crappy like the White Sox, and you got a guy down in the minor leagues tearing things up. And you're like, just give us something to watch. Just get up here and just give us something to watch. For the Royals, it's fun because your team is good. And you know help is on the way. And it's not like, let's just call him up and see what he can do. Let's call him up and have him help this team. That's the beautiful thing about it is that the fact that fans look at this guy, they can help him along. This could be that addition that you have later on the summer where, of course, you want to see him play, but he can actually help this team. And I think that's the big difference between somebody like the Rockies or White Sox calling somebody up. This team can actually use him. It reminds me of those days when you sit there and watch what Hosmer's doing and Moose. And those guys are tearing up Texas League and then Omaha. And then, like, when Locate and they traded for that, and so you're following what he's doing in Omaha. It's just fun.
there's no pressure on him, or at least there's not as much pressure as would be the case, like you were saying, if he played for an organization like Colorado, or even if he would have been on this Royals team, like the same situation Bobby Witt Jr. was in a few years ago, right? The Royals are playing bad baseball. Hey, we need this guy. We need him really bad.
He was Could be our savior.
Yeah, he was the number two overall pick. We need this guy to help with the offense. And obviously, Bobby Witt Jr. was able to take that in stride and help this team win. And he's helped them take massive leaps to get to the point where they're at now, where they can really become a perennial playoff contender every single year. I don't want to say a championship contender, but a playoff contender. And Jack Caglione is in a perfect position right now where I think that the offense is getting better. The pitching is outstanding. They're going to be in games where Jack can come in and help this team win, but he doesn't have to, right? I think that's a mindset thing where I look at, and again, I'm kind of hearkening back to my time in Springfield covering both the Royals and the St. Louis Cardinals. And if you're familiar with the St. Louis Cardinals, they had a prospect a few years ago, Jordan Walker, who was at one point or another, I think he was like the number three prospect or number four prospect in all of baseball. Massive individual, 6'4", 230, looked like a linebacker or a defensive end. I mean, playing baseball, outstanding athlete, tremendous pop. But the Cardinals have completely and utterly mismanaged his career. They called him up far before he was ready. They changed his philosophy at the plate. They took him from being a line drive gap hitter, right? A doubles and triples kind of guy because he's got plus speed. And they tried to change him. They tried to change his launch angle, try to make him be a long ball hitter. And in the midst of doing that, they call him up to the major leagues and he plays bad. And after about 60 games, they sent him back down to Memphis.
I think Jackson Holliday with the Orioles last year.
Yes, they sent him back down, and he never really found it again. And then at the end of the year, they called him back up, and they played him every day. They're like, I don't care what he's hitting. I don't care if he's seeing the ball like a beach ball or a ping pong ball. He's playing every day. And now he's back again this season. He's sort of in this platoon outfield thing, and he's hitting below the Mendoza line for a guy that was a top five prospect in baseball 2 years ago. And that's always been my fear with this Royals team is that you don't give Jack Caglione enough time to get comfortable, right? Because the biggest thing is he's got to learn how to play right field or left field or whatever the situation calls for. Because, and I know that there's people that are saying, you know, should Jack play first base next year? I know that Vinny's off to a slow start. No, Vinny Pasquantino should still be your first baseman. That, I mean, from a what he did last year standpoint, from what he provides in terms of fielding, having a bat like Vinny and Cags in the same lineup is perfect. It allows Salvi to split time between catching and DHing. It extends his career further, allows Fermin to catch. I like what the Royals are doing right now, not rushing this situation. And if I'm being completely honest with myself, if you're not going to call up Jack Caglione on June 1st, Jack Caglione should not make the Major League Ball Club this year. I don't want to see them waste a service year on a guy like Jack Caglione by playing him half the season. That doesn't make any sense to me. I say you give him another month here in AA. June 1st, you reevaluate if he's still hitting the ball really well. He's hitting above 300. That OPS is still hovering around one. Okay, let's make the move to Omaha. June, July, August, the guy's playing in the minors, and then spring training, day one next year, he's your right fielder, he's your day one starter and right fielder on opening day next season. He begins his time in the show, and he becomes the proverbial favorite to win the AL Rookie of the Year award.
The bottom line is, you look at it and say, okay, this could help. Like, this could help the Royals. That's how you view him. Not just fun to go watch him hit a bunch of, you know, long-distance home runs. It's like, this guy can actually help the Royals. This is something they need. They've struggled in the outfield. Power has been an issue, except for that one day in Baltimore. Power has been an issue with this team, and it's got to solve both those problems. He's fun to go watch. The one thing is, this organization's in a great place. When you have a guy like Bobby Witt Jr. to go see every day, that's just luxury to have that quality of player in your town. Now you're going to have Jack. So you got a couple fan favorites. Oh, by the way, Sal Perez is still a fan favorite here. And we're not even talking about those guys that go out and just shove it every day, like Seth Lugo and Cole Reagans. Fortunate spot, two of the top four in the Cy Young voting last year. I mean, this team is loaded top and bottom. So I say don't hurry, because last year the Orioles, I know Jackson Holliday's having a better year this year, but they kind of ruined him there at the beginning, and they had to send him on back to the minor leagues. They brought him up too early. It's such a good commodity. You just have to wait on it. But I will say this, being a college player helps, and that transition is shorter and shorter between college players and pro baseball than it used to be.
Yeah, look at Paul Skeens.
And that Skeens, perfect example. That's the biggest difference between football and baseball. Football, you can make up for anything, just your physical ability. Baseball is such a mental game. Like I said, hitting the ball 3 out of every 10 times puts you in the Hall of Fame. Yeah. If you're a career 300 hitter, it puts you in the Hall of Fame. It's such a mental thing. Like, that's what you have to be careful of. And sometimes you want to rush them. It's that football mentality. Hey, just let them start right away. Because we see rookies in the NFL start right away. And they step right on and they go. Because that's what they do. Baseball takes a while because of the whole mental aspect.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.